That was number 43 on the Festive 50. Silver Moth with The Eternal. Oh, that's so beautiful. It was off their album Black Bay on the Bella Union record label. I played that song back in my May show. Coming up, number 42, I'm going to hand it over to my brother from another mother, Gareth.
Well, thank you, Brown Butter. This is Gareth, continuing the Festive 50 chart countdown, and I'm doing numbers 42 to 36, which means the next number is, number 42. This is Gareth taking you on a slow dive into the Festive 50. And at number 42, that was Slow Dive and Kisses, which was played here on the station back in August by DJs Andy and Brown Butter. And it was a rather triumphant return for the Reading Shoegaze Band this year. Kisses is taken from the album Everything Is Alive, which was released in September. And it was a proper UK chart hit album. It reached number 6 on the UK album charts. In fact, it probably would have got higher, but I suspect Taylor Swift was taking up all the other chart positions that week. And at number 41... Number 41 on this year's Festive 50, you just heard the Devon shoegaze indie electro band Pale Blue Eyes with a track called More. And will we hear more from them later in the Festive 50? Or perhaps you believe in the phrase that less is more. More by Pale Blue Eyes. And at number 40...
We'll be right back.
At number 40 on this year's Festive 50, from Brighton, they're girls and they drink Lambrini. It must be the Lambrini girls. Lambrini girls and boys in the band. One of the songs on their EP they released back in May called You're Welcome. And I don't know if you've ever seen the artwork of their EP, but it basically features a cartoon drawing of a great big giant turd that's on fire. And if that wasn't bad enough, the 12-inch is pressed on brown turd-coloured vinyl. No reflection on the music, though, because it's most definitely not shit. Lambrini Girls, Boys in the Band, and at number 39...
Reveille, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
Well, who would have thought it? Two songs in a row on this year's Festive 50 chart by Lambrini Girls. At number 40, you heard Boys in the Band. And then at number 39, you just heard White Van, a song all about leery men in white vans who wolf whistle at women. Now, the man with all the festive 50 chart facts, Mr. Mark Whitby, he informs me that the last time a relatively brand new band had two consecutive songs in a row on the festive 50, it's not actually happened since 2007, which was the band Von Sudenfed. And they were a collaboration between Marky Smith and members of Mouse on Mars. And at number 38... Number 38. Now, there have been many great male and female duos over the years. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand. Katie Price and Peter Andre. Okay, maybe not that one. But this duo is a wonderful musical meeting of minds. MD Pahlavi and Andy Otto. And they've produced a rather captivating album, which takes the words of some of M.D. Pahlavi's poetry, and Andy Otto has set it to music. The album is called Songs for Broken Ships, and at number 38 on the Festive 50, you heard the track Bayaloo. And at number 37... Number 37 on the Festive 50, Depeche Mode and Ghosts Again, which was released back in February, and it was their first new material since the death last year of band member Andy Fletcher. And Ghosts Again is taken from their 15th studio album, Memento Mori, which was released back in March. And I would have thought that you, the Dandelion Radio listener, just can't get enough of Depeche Mode, but people are people, and it seems everything counts in large amounts to get into the Festive 50. So incredibly, in a 42-year career, which began in 1981, this is the first time Depeche Mode have ever had an entry on the Festive 50. Now, they probably didn't enjoy the silence being ignored all these years, but I guess it's just a question of time, and now they finally had a Festive 50 entry. And at number 36...
We'll be right back.
At number 36, with their second entry so far on the Festive 50 this year, it's another track from Slowdive. At number 42, a little earlier, I played you Kisses, and now you just heard The Slab. Now, I have no concrete evidence about this, but I've heard that the members of Slowdive have a very nice patio. I might try and invite myself round for some cocktails and do a bit of patio gazing. Anyway, The Slab was played here on the station in September by Andy and Leo, and it's taken from the album Everything Is Alive. Right, I've done my stint, you'll be pleased to know, and we'll continue the Festive 50 countdown now from number 35 as I hand you over to Mr. Mark Whitby.
Thanks for that, Gareth. Mark Whitby with you for the next chunk of the Festive 50. This is at 35.
As deadly as digging for coal. It's long hours, but it pays more than the dough. On the parcels, on the parcels, on the parcels. Two old for McDonald's, two soft for security. For the sex industry, so you go on the parcels, on the parcels, on the parcels. Yeah, that's the life for me. I wouldn't say that it was heaven. Were never meant to be on the parcels, on the parcels, on the parcels. You went to grammar school but still can't make ends meet. So what's the Latin for I can't afford to eat? So you go on the parcels. Won't you please aidez-moi, please aidez-moi tout de suite. Illuminated by a virgin on the parcels. Exploding graveyard, this place of dead dreams.
Burns and On the Parcels at number 35 in the Festive 50. And, well, apparently I played that back in March, was it? Yeah, March. And yet I have to admit, I don't recall doing so or even having a copy of it. Probably explained by my increasingly failing memory and my choice of where to put things rather than anything else. Gareth and Leo played it as well and presumably have a more solid recall of the event. Very good anyway. If I didn't play it, I ought to have. Let's leave it at that. This is at 34.
Is it due to the rain, or is she in some pain? She looks physically fine, guess it's something benign. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad. Now she's leaving the place. Someone's taken a place. Orders then takes a seat. Looks like it's a repeat. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The
feel is running in the latte bell. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people, so many people are crying in their latte. So many people. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. Is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte bag. Every day was the same. Tried to figure the game. They all ordered the same. Guess this world is just a game. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte bath. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people are crying in their latte. So many people, so many people are crying in their latte. The girl is crying in her latte, yeah. The girl is crying in her latte, sad. The girl is crying in her latte, wow. The girl is crying in her latte, bad.
Would you believe it? Sparks at number 34 with the title track of their album, The Girl Is Crying In A Latte. They released the first album back in 1971, so it's taken them 52 years finally to enter the festive 50. And I'm sure champagne corks are popping as I speak. John Peel, incidentally, first played them back in 1973. This is at number 33.
When I get home, I find notes in my back pocket. Baby, got a hair through her fingers in a socket. Last man standing, can take it like a rocket. Listen to me singing, stereophonic. Everyone around is really, really groovy. Everything around's getting chewy, chewy, chewy. Louie, Louie on the record player, play it one more time. When it's over, play it one more time again. The last man standing, pull my eyes from the sockets. Listen to me singing, the stereophonic. Everyone around thinks I'm really, really groovy. Everything around's getting chewy, chewy, chewy. I find notes in my pocket. Baby, got a hair through my fingers in a socket. Last man standing, take it like a rocket. Listen to me singing, stereophonic. Everyone around thinks I'm really, really groovy. Everything around is getting chewy, chewy, chewy.
Howler Monkeys and My Back Pocket on the wonderful Raving Pop Blast label. I do like the idea that was released to pay the vet's bills for a much-loved pet. One of a couple of good reasons I can think of to buy it, I'd say. This is at 32.
Black hole opened in the kitchen. Clocks are different.
Labelled an indie supergroup by some, if either term has any real meaning these days. Boy Genius and Not Strong Enough. And at 31... Billy No Mates, Blue Bones, Death Wish from the album Cacti. Of course, a performance at Glastonbury this year famously, or perhaps infamously, annoyed sections of the television audience who, for reasons best known to them, chose character assassination on social media rather than the rather simpler act of changing the channel. I saw it at Green Man in August and thoroughly enjoyed it. It's at number 30. Cossack at number 30 in your Festive 50, a tune that appeared on the album I Know I Guess, but that's the session version which featured in Andy Morrison's show in October. Just one more from me before we're done, and it's a great favourite of mine actually at number 29.
Story of Quark.
And at number 29, Shame and the Fall of Paul from the album Food for Worms, one of my favourites of the year, certainly. Anyway, that's it from me. Over to David to tell you what's at number 28 and beyond.
Thank you, Mark. This is David Smith, and I'm thrilled to take you through the next part of this year's Festa 50. Here is your number 28 song.
Love me tender, are as worth.